I brought you a present.
He picks his duffel up and slings it over his shoulder.
You can open it in my room.
I figured the whole family would be inside waiting to greet him, so I'm pleasantly surprised when we get to go up to his room alone. He drops the duffel on the floor and pulls something out of a side pouch.
Two things for you,
he says, pulling me down on the bed with him. He's got a wrapped package in his hand, but he leans over and kisses me first. We've been friends forever, so it's not like we haven't kissed before. But this kiss, it feels a little different. It lasts a little longer than usual. Probably because we haven't seen each other in so long. We're friends, best friends. We love each other, and we kiss sometimes. When he ends the kiss, he does what he always does after he kisses me. He pulls away and just looks at me with a goofy grin on his face. Like he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, but doesn't care because the cookie was worth it.
I really did miss you.
I really missed you too, Chase.
You know, your brother sends me texts all day and tells me what's happening. He assumes I will read them all and will reply when I can.
That's because my brother has no problem with carrying on a conversation with himself.
So true.
Chase laughs, but then his lips flatten into a straight line.
But it means that I, have heard that you've been hanging out with Hunter Lansford, and I was just wondering if he is the reason why we haven't talked much.
I know you don't like him, I say, because Chase has never really cared for the guys I date. He always says I could do better. The worst part is, in retrospect, he's usually right. I dated a guy named Matt over the last year. To say he broke my heart would be an understatement. I'm just grateful that I never slept with him.
Thus the breakup.
He's not like Matt, I argue, because he isn't. Matt was always getting into trouble. He skipped school, drank a lot, smoked, rode a motorcycle. Totally had that bad boy thing going on. And when your parents are going through a divorce, starting new relationships, and getting remarried, well, sometimes you feel the need to rebel. But Hunter is different. He's a three-sport athlete, defensive end on our football team, starting point guard in basketball, and holds the school record for the shot put. I've thought he was cute since we were kids and had a huge crush on him, but he was dating Taylor Tinsdale since the 7th grade. He was a big shock to everyone when they broke up a month ago.
He's a good athlete, but he plays dirty. He slacks off whenever he can, and I just don't respect him.
It's not like we're dating. We've just been hanging out.
Whatever. Anyway,
Chase says, holding out the gift.
You didn't have to get me anything. I know, but, well, just open it and you'll see.
I turn the package over and slide my finger under the tape to break the seam apart. Then I flip it over and remove the wrap. There's a small box with a card underneath it. What's this? I ask, realizing Chase's photo is on it. He blushes and then shrugs.
I know, it's kind of lame. But they made it for me while I was at camp. Told me that if I kept working hard, things like this were within my reach. That I'd play pro someday. Your dad tells me and Damon that. But I always kind of thought he said it because, you know, dads have to say that sort of thing. It was the first time I've heard it from an unbiased source, whose job it is to know what the league wants. It is...
His eyes get misty. Your dream, I say, finishing his sentence.
That's right. I'll be playing professional football, and you'll be on the sidelines covering the game.
I can't help but smile at him.
And at camp, it started to feel like less of a dream, and more of a possibility. Anyway, I want you to have it. My first ever trading card.
Shouldn't you give it to your mom or something?
No, it's yours, Danny.
He gives my hand a squeeze and nods toward the small box.
Then I saw this and knew I had to get it for you. So you'd know it was possible, too.
I tilt my head, wondering what could be inside. Wondering if he had a card made for me. But when I lift the lid off, I find a gold ring that spells out DREAM in a delicate font.
They're real diamonds,
Chase says.
I splurged, but it was just so.
Perfect, I say, mesmerized by both the ring and its meaning. Not to mention the fact that Chase is the sweetest, most thoughtful boy I've ever known.